Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A Green New Deal update with Scott Yeager in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
When New York Congresswoman Cortez rolled out her Green New Deal, a lot of folks were not taking her very seriously. But the National Cattlemen's Beef Association did take her very seriously, especially her claims that cast aspersions at the beef cattle industry. Scott Yeager, Environmental Council of NCBA.
When our members saw the fact sheet get released from her office, the fact sheet that said we can't get rid of farting cows in 10 years, our association mobilized and our executive committee passed a 2019 policy resolution that said we are opposed to the Green New Deal and other misguided climate policies that negatively impact beef cattle producers. So NCBA has been very out front on opposing the Green New Deal. We've been having Hill meetings and having that conversation. We've also been using it as a platform to tell the story about the really good things that our cattle producers are doing in this space, between providing a carbon sink in terms of grazing land, pasture lands, and range lands, becoming more and more efficient over time. Our per unit of beef production has reduced methane emissions over time. EPA just finalized their most recent greenhouse gas emissions inventory. And if you look at that, direct emissions from beef cattle only account for 2% of total greenhouse gas emissions in the country. We just want to make sure that the numbers that are out there are accurate, because in the past, we've been hit with absurdly high numbers that turn out to be inaccurate and almost fraudulent. So if you look back to that old UN report called Livestock's Long Shadow that I think was published in 2008, it said that beef cattle emissions accounted for something on the order of 28% of total greenhouse gas emissions. Well, that is not true, and they actually recanted those numbers and came back with a smaller number. But overall, in this country, we do it more efficiently and better than any other place in the world, and we produce a really environmentally safe product, and we do it with the lowest impact footprint in all the world. And we're going to keep getting better and better at that. So the more we can tell our members of Congress that we're doing that, the better, so that we can avoid having another fact sheet come out a couple months down the road that says we can't get rid of farting cows in 10 years.
So, you know, you've got obviously that challenge kind of hand in hand with that was the Eat Lancet report. Just there's a lot of folks out there that don't like what we do.
And I wish they would look at how we do it in this country as opposed to the rest of the world, right? Again, the Eat Lancet report, I believe, was more of a global kind of report. But I think, you know, at its core, we disagree with it. But they don't all say, hey, listen, also, but at the same time, we're doing these things a lot more efficiently and better in this country than anywhere else in the world. And anyway, I think we should be held up as a model of how you do agricultural production in the world. And then we could actually get a lot more environmental benefits if other parts of the world did it the same way as we do.
Yeah. All these challenges, all these things going on from a regulatory point of view, what's your advice to cattle producers as far as how can they be proactive? How can they make sure they are a good actor?
Well, I think a lot of cattle producers are doing the right thing. They're just not talking about it. And that's the big problem we see, is that they're busy raising cattle. They can't go to their members of Congress every day of the week and talk to them about the good stuff they're doing. So that's what we're here to do. But it's always good to have producers come to town and talk. So we have our legislative fly-in every year. I know the other ag groups here do the same thing, and it's so important to have your voice heard, not just by being a member of an association like ours, but also coming and being part of those fly-ins and getting here to D.C. And I know it's a hard thing to do when you're running a full-time operation, but just spending one day in D.C. and talking to your members of Congress goes such a long way to helping them understand these issues and how to understand these issues from their constituents, which means a lot to them. And it's easy to get cynical about what happens here in D.C., especially if you're a producer. But I'm telling you, getting your voice heard and making a phone call or signing a comment letter on WOTUS, those things mean a lot to the people who are making decisions here in D.C.
Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers in northern Oklahoma, south central Kansas, and the Oklahoma Panhandle, jump on with Spirit Rider, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider is the first OK Bullet progeny with OK Bullet's same standability but a shorter plant height. Spirit Rider is resistant to stripe rust and tolerates leaf spotting diseases and acid soils. Spirit Rider sprints out of the gate with rapid canopy closure. It also offers excellent milling and baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.